Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Wojcik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony La Russa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Norman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Norman. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Norman covering, for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball four. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Adcock moves to third. Askew moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Adcock scores. Askew moves to third. Francona moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik takes first base on ball 4. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wojcik moves to second. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman strikes out. There goes Wojcik. The throw from SQ to second, and they've got Wojcik trapped. There's the throw to third, and Wojcik is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davalillo moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. SQ hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 1 in the game. Tardabul hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive to left center field. The ball gets by Tardabul. Reynolds fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Kirkland moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Brown moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik bunts towards the mound. Norman fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Brown steals home. It's 4-0, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Bill Landis now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Houser steals second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. La Russa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Bill Landis. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 2 in the game. Tardabul hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Aurelio Montegudo now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Causey moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Adcock reaches third base with a triple. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wojcik strikes out. One out. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. La Russa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Simili pinch hits for Aurelio Montegudo. Gino Simili is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simili hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Santiago now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into right field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-2 in the game. Kralik hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Santiago scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-4 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wojcik for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.